Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The National Transportation Safety Board has been in touch with Singaporean officials regarding the dolly, the container ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge on its way out to sea from the port of Baltimore, causing that bridge to collapse overnight. As NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, the NTSB is leading the investigation into the crash.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homedy said the investigation will examine both the reported power outage aboard the dolly that occurred before the crash and the safety of the bridge itself.
Part of our investigation will be how was this bridge constructed? It will look at the structure itself. Should there be any sort of safety improvements?
Officials have said the bridge was up to code, but cargo ships have gotten a lot larger since the bridge opened 47 years ago. Search and rescue efforts still continue for members of a construction crew who were on the bridge as it collapsed. Earlier today, Maryland Governor Wes Moore confirmed there were 6 people still unaccounted for. Andrew Limbong, NPR News, Baltimore.
Along with the possible loss of life connected to this morning's collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge after it was hit by the fully laden container ship, there will be a major economic impact. The bridge collapse has suspended shipping traffic into and out of the port of Baltimore, a busy East Coast hub. The port contributes around $3 billion annually to the city's economy, and the bridge itself handles upwards of 30,000 vehicles a day. It's still not clear why the ship lost power, causing it to smash into a bridge support pier. President Biden has pledged to rebuild the bridge as quickly as possible. The fate of a medication for abortion was the topic of arguments at the Supreme Court today. As NPR's Selena Simmons Duffin reports, challengers asked justices to limit access to the drug for everyone in the country.
Right now, 2/3 of abortions in the U.S. are what is called medication abortions. They involve one dose of mifepristone and one dose of another medication called misoprostol. The challengers in this case argued that the FDA shouldn't have made mifepristone easier to access in recent years. It allowed people to take the drug a few weeks later in pregnancy and allowed patients to get it through telehealth without an in-person appointment. The justices seemed skeptical that the anti-abortion rights doctors who brought the suit were being harmed by those prescribing rules, or that the remedy for their concerns was to limit access for everyone in the country, including those living in states that have moved to protect abortion access. A decision is expected this summer. Selena Simmons Duffin, NPR News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing to press ahead with Israel's offense in Gaza, canceling plans to send a delegation to Washington amid growing friction between Israel and the U.S. over handling of the situation there. Tensions increased after a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for a pause in the fighting, which the U.S. allowed to pass by abstaining. Netanyahu says he'll move ahead with an attack on southern Gaza. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 31 points. This is NPR. A Ukrainian naval official is saying its forces have sunk or disabled roughly a third of all Russian warships in the Black Sea, something that's causing major headaches for Moscow as the war enters its third year. Ukrainian officials say the latest strike Saturday hit an amphibious Russian landing ship, which was part of Ukraine's navy before Russia captured it in 2014 during its annexation of the Black Sea Peninsula. Two other landing ships were also damaged. The U.S. is defending airdrops into Gaza despite the reported deaths of 12 people trying to retrieve boxes of food from the sea. NPR's Jane Raff has more.
Gaza health authorities say 12 people drowned off the coast after trying to retrieve boxes of food floating in the sea. Aid officials have criticized the airdrops as one of the least efficient ways to get food and medicine into Gaza. But the U.S. has resorted to using them amid Israel's restrictions on aid trucks entering by land. The deaths reported by Gaza officials prompted a call by the Palestinian militant group Hamas to stop airdrops and to force Israel to allow more food and medicine in. In Washington, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said the U.S. is encouraging Israel to allow in more aid. Jane Araf, NPR News, Beirut.
Strong gains today for an initial public offering of shares in a media company owned by former President Donald Trump. In initial trading on the NASDAQ exchange, shares in Trump Media and Technology Group jumped upwards of 30% before closing up about 16%. Even before trading, the company had a market value of $6.8 billion. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.